Thank you. Starting to lose. loving that donut. Oh, yeah!
I'm Laurie McCants. I'm a theater maker and friend of Guy's. So many moments with Guy are not only memorable, but also uniquely quirky and dear. Take our very first meeting. We were to discuss his possible participation in creating my theater company, the Bloomsburg Theater Ensemble's original dance, documentary, music, theater piece, Hard Coal, about life in the anthracite fields of Pennsylvania. Ensemble member Elizabeth Dowd had suggested Guy as the composer because she'd been blown away by hearing him perform at nearby Bucknell University. After listening to his recordings, I wholeheartedly agreed. I had gotten his phone number from my friend Bill Duckworth, a fellow composer, and also the professor at Bucknell who had brought Guy into Bucknell. And I steadied my nerves to make the call to Guy. I was very nervous. I was going to be talking to this famous guy. I called. We arranged to meet in New York City as he was then playing in the Pit Band for, I think it was, the Broadway musical Victor Victoria. "Meet me at my office," he said. "Where's that?" I asked, the pencil shaking in my hand. "Ollie's Noodle Shop on 42nd Street. "Oh." "I'll be wearing a hat," he said. "And I'll be wearing a hat," I said. A few days later, at the entrance to Ollie's, we tipped our hats to each other, and he gave me that goofy grin I grew to love over all our years of making work and friendship together. And, oh, Hard Coal. He demurred at first from playing in the production, saying he was tired of traveling, but then he confessed to me he had written music that no one else could play. So we had to hire him. Yeah, so yes, he graced our stage for every show, playing along with a local teenager, a farm girl violinist, Dylan Wright Fitzgerald, whom Guy praised as one of the best musicians he's ever worked with. We raise him right in rural Pennsylvania. Yeah. And here's another quirky Dear Guy memory. I had commissioned Guy to write the music for my solo show, a memory play with shadow puppets about a couple of ghosts, the ghost of my mother and the ghost of Emily Dickinson. I had titled that play Industrious Angels after a line from one of Miss Emily's poems. I had secured funding and space and time for a residency with my designers and Guy at an artistic retreat in Amherst, Massachusetts, site of the Dickinson homestead. I sent Guy a slew of Miss Emily's poems, and he demurred at first, saying he didn't like writing music to found material, and he was tired of traveling. Oh, dear. The very next morning, he sent me a first draft of Chant for Industrious Angels, which you just heard played so beautifully by Jenny. Yeah, thank you, Jenny. The moment after I got that draft, I immediately emailed Guy, "Stay home. It works beautifully." The following days, I got a slew of new pieces in my email, all titled with the found material. Lines from Emily Dickinson's poems. As the play developed, Guy did end up spending glorious time in the room with all of our collaborators, and he recorded a gorgeous score for me to perform to. Dear, unique, quirky Guy, you industrious angel, you. I tip my hat to you. I will forever cherish your tremendous talent, your beautiful heart, your ridiculous puns, and your goofy grin. And now we're going to get to hear more of his music. Thank you.
Him nominee number two. This is Moose Mouth Mirror. All right. All right. Yeah.
Thank you. sticking around. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm gonna stick around. And Will Holthaus is gonna join me. How's it going, Will?
Pretty good.
Huge thanks to Roulette's amazing technical and creative crew. Lesser venues would have said it wasn't possible, but not Roulette. What am I doing? Do I need to move it on?
Okay. These guys did a 4.5-hour sound check this afternoon.
It's true. It's true. Yeah. Yeah. This tune is called The Gunks, and I first heard it on a record of Guy Klusevic and Alan Byrne, who you saw on video from Berlin. And that's the version we're going to try our hand at. I think I'm ready. All right. Thank you. No. Now we're going to play a waltz that's not a waltz, called Verrey's Waltz. Verrey's Waltz, excuse me. Okay.
Thank you.
You always come to the end of the program. Congratulations, and thank you so much. It's so special. I just wanted to say that last song Guy wrote for Jan, it was called Hymn for Her, and this is Coming On Home, and it's gonna feature Jeff Hudgens singing a song. Sing along if you know the words. Is that a good idea?
Yeah.
Maybe, we'll see. Thanks everybody who made this happen. Yeah. Namely, Guy Klusevic. I'm gonna count it off.
Yeah. Remember that. You got it.
A one, a two, a one, two.
Thank you. To say, Ma, I'm coming on home. I lost my way, Ma. Now I'm coming on home. Please know I'm okay, Ma. I'm just a guy finding my way, Ma.